Blog Talk Radio.
The year, 1888. The place, London's East End. Dead and mutilated bodies are popping up all over, from Stamford to Whitechapel. Jack the Ripper is leaving his mark, and the city's on edge. Yvonne Mason is back with a tale of murder and millinery. The Rhodes Hat Factory is booming while the body count rises. Why now? How are these hats connected? Has the Hatter gone mad? Mad Hatter, Yvonne Mason. Available now on Amazon.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Off the Chain. I am your host, Yvonne Mason, and yes, that was a shameless piece of self-promotion. That is my book, The Mad Hatter, and every time I hear that promotion that's done by my good friend Chris Dunham, I laugh because it is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant ad. I wish the man could get more gigs. If you need an ad for anything, contact him. He's on my friends list. He'll love it. He will absolutely love it. This will be the last show until after Sunday. We will meet again next Wednesday night. I call it the silly season, and as we get into the show, you'll see why. Not one of my favorite holidays. But I have my friend and my brother from another mother who swears he's not from the South, but he really is because he was born in the South. He just moved to New York for a short period of time. Radio host and author Floyd Potts, he is the founder of the Floyd Potts Show, which airs on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. He's authored one book, Why Your Man Will Not Stop Cheating Until He Does This. And if you have not read this book, you should, because it is an absolute amazing book. The book is a self-help book for couples struggling with infidelity. And from the gist I get from the book, it could be anything and not just infidelity, because you'll read the book and find out. His show is a self-help show that deals with just about every aspect of the human existence. On his show, he endeavors to motivate people to be the best they can be. He's had an array of guests on his show, from entertainers to political figures as well as religious leaders. He is a native New Yorker. Now, that's what he says, but no, he's a Southern boy. Trust me. He now resides in the Atlanta area region, and his experience and life travels are very, very vast. And he is a veteran, ladies and gentlemen, and for that I thank him every time he comes on this show for his service. He was in the Air Force, and he served in the United Kingdom and also in South Korea. So this has made Floyd look at life and look at struggles and environment and attitudes and political structures and a more broad and, I would say, three-dimensional factor, because he's not blinded by being in just the United States. He's had the ability to be able to see how cultures work in different countries. And so good evening, my friend. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, good evening, my sister. Good evening. Thank you once again. It's just a joy to be back on your show. I'm excited tonight. I'm looking forward to the conversation. And happy holidays, by the way, to you.
Same to you, same to you. Before the show, we were discussing the words happy holidays or Merry Christmas or any other number of happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, whatever one celebrates. And growing up, it was always Merry Christmas. You had the kids went caroling. The TV and the radio was full of Christmas carols. The storefronts were lined with all kinds of Christmas stuff to get one in there to buy things they couldn't afford to have the kids destroy in 3 weeks or less or 5 minutes after they opened it. But it still had the, or maybe it was just me, it still had the environment and the flavor of, this is one day of the year that we're going to put aside our differences and stupidity and try to get along. Now, aside from it being classified as a religious holiday, which we will also get into, it was that one day of the year of quote-unquote peace and goodwill on earth towards men. Would you agree to that assessment?
Not totally. Not totally. I think that in some sectors, that was what we wanted to believe. I know that's what we would promote on TV and everything. We would promote this peace on earth, this on earth, that on earth. But there were many, and particularly in this country here, there were many pockets where there was no peace. There was no peace. We had a lot of turmoil still going on in this country, still have a lot going on. I think it was during this time frame, once again, it was an attempt to, for a minute, close our eyes and try to glaze over what we were really dealing with in this country and everything. And so in some sectors, that may have been the case, but in other sectors, that was not the case.
And so it would be a safe assumption to say that merchants and advertisers and marketing people tried to perpetrate a lie in order to sell goods and services to make us feel good for one day of the year.
That is correct. And you know the thing about that, Yvonne, a lot of times you take your average working person, and I don't care where they come from, what their race was in terms of the economical piece, the average working person who was just earning just a wage that allowed them to just get by, that actually, instead of it bringing peace, in a lot of cases, it actually brought hardships, because you had mothers and fathers who weren't earning a lot of money, but because there was so much external pressure that, hey, this is Christmas, Santa Claus, you got this guy coming down a chimney, make-believe guy coming down a chimney to bring your children's toys, and we know if we go back during that time frame, a lot of parents did not want to tell their children the truth. So they tried to live that, and it really put a hardship on a lot of them economically, in my opinion, to try to be able to go out there and spend all this money on this. Johnny wanted that. Jane wanted this. Barbara wanted that. Michael wanted this. And it just the first, I'd say, 6 months for a lot of them, they spent their next 6 months of the new year trying to play catch-up. Because they didn't have that money that the wealthy had. They didn't have, and like I said, that's what it was, black, white, Latino, whatever the case may be. It put a hardship on all of them that were just regular working class people, just earning just enough. And you and I both know that is the good amount of Americans. They were just earning just enough. So it to me, it's hard to have peace when that's on you. And that's just my opinion.
And I agree with you, because this time of year, more than any other, proven that more suicides, more domestic violence, and more murders are committed than any other time of the year.
Yep.
And there has to be a reason for that. It's just not something that the statisticians pull out of their ass and say, okay, we're just going to pick Christmas because it seems like a good date. And again, we go back to the economic decline in the household when strain is put on finances to make sure that all the children have the latest gadgets and the latest things, because little Johnny down the road's probably going to get them, because little Johnny's mom and daddy may be a little bit more affluent.
Right.
So then they got to worry about, well, how am I going to pay the light bill? How am I going to pay the water bill? How am I going to buy groceries? How am I going to pay the car insurance? How am I going to pay the car note? How am I going to get to work? To me, that's so unfair. In businesses, play on that guilt.
And let's say this as well for your listening audience, Yvonne. Yvonne and I are not here trying to make you negative about this time of the year. That's not what we're doing, okay, because that's not what her show is about. Her show is not about making you negative. What we're doing is we're just trying to give you our opinions on this, and that, you know, yeah, we want to be positive all the time, but we also have to be realistic in some things. And this time of year, I mean, if we just look at it, we want to be thankful, just like Thanksgiving, we have Thanksgiving time frame. We want to be thankful all the time. We want to be grateful all the time. We want to be at peace all the time. But it's hard to be at peace if just those few things, Yvonne just mentioned it, you know, and I just mentioned about the hardship, because it's the average working class person is trying to buy the toys, this and then I've got these bills, they've got this. Then on top of that, we all had that great big meal during this time frame. So as you're going into the year, we talked about domestic violence, we talked about the suicide during this time frame. All of that puts pressure on parents that they were behind closed doors. Now they're dealing with this thing, you know, because they don't want to disappoint the kids. And once again, they've got the media and you know, we've got the people on TV who have that money, who are promoting how, you know, think about it, Yvonne. I remember even when we were coming up back then, the advertisers on TV were for toys, you know, during Christmas time. But now the advertising on TV is, oh, well, get a Lexus. I mean, we've jumped from we've jumped from a toy, you know, G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip that may have run $6, which back then was still a lot of money because you had a few kids. You had to get a few of those, these dolls, this, that, and the Ken and Barbie, the, you know, all that. But now all of a sudden, one gift, a Lexus. Oh, and then by the way, while you're getting that Lexus, go ahead and get her that ring from Zelle. It's only $5,000. It's actually on sale. Come on now.
Exactly.
Come on now.
And it's the little kid asking.
It's a little kid asking on Santa's lap. The little kid is asking, but we're not seeing anything about a toy. At least I haven't seen it. You correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't seen a commercial about the next toy.
I have not seen the first commercial. No, not the first commercial for toys. It's all been for adult toys.
It's all been for adult toys. And it's you know, we know some people, and we know at some point we're going to go into, you were saying, the religious portion of it. But we know what some people say, well, the Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, if that's the case, how do we get to now surprise her, surprise him, got a big, great big red ribbon outside the Lexus. Now your reason for the season is it's slavery. You've taken us, it's slavery. You've taken us where it's just a few bucks, which back then was a lot of bucks for toys, to now one gift, a car, it's 40, 50K. That's just the one
easy
gift.
And then you're in hock. You're not just in hock for 6 months down the road. You're in hock for the next five to six years.
Next 5 to 6 doggone years, 60 months, 72 months. You know, and no one says anything about it. So I'm thankful we're talking about this. And as I said, we're not trying to neg people out or anything like that. We're not trying to make people down. We know statistics show people are already down, but maybe us having this conversation can turn that around. And some people would think and say, hey, hold a minute. I love my children all day long, all year long. I love my wife. I love my husband, my boyfriend, my girlfriend all year long. I can buy them a nice gift anytime. But the greatest gift I can give them, if I'm really going to celebrate this, is to let them know I love them. How do I do that? By daily words and appreciation and how I treat them, not what I buy them.
Because you can't buy love, Floyd.
No matter
what anybody says, you can't buy love and you can't buy loyalty.
Because once your money is gone, the love and the loyalty is gone too.
It's out the door. I was at the mall the other day, and I would rather take a beating. And I'm a domestic abuse survivor. For me to say that, it's powerful because beatings are not fun. But I would rather take a beating than go shopping, especially during this time of year. I have never seen such rude, unhappy people in all of my life.
Yeah.
So what is the point in running around like a crazy person, spending money that you may or may not have to purchase something that you're going to give somebody else that probably won't like it 5 minutes after you give it to them and will not appreciate the fact that you went out and dealt with the stupidity of the people out there to buy them this thing when it would be much better to just have the family and friends and enjoy each other's company.
Get together. Let's have a dinner. Mm-hmm. Let's have a great time. Let's talk about some, let's go through the pictures, the memories. Let's do that. I mean, if the only way we can enjoy ourselves is we've got to go out and get in debt, then that's all of that is phony. Then we're just a bunch of phonies. That in order to get you to come over for us to spend time together, I've gotta come out of my pocket. And it's one thing if I come out of my pocket because I just want to. It's another if I'm being manipulated to come out of my pocket because you say this is the season for that. And then think about it. Even as we was kids, I remember they made the movie, The Grinch That Stole Christmas. So right there with the Grinch, automatically this is done. Think about how the conditioning is with us. It's from children. That this is conditioned that if you don't celebrate this in this particular way, then you're the bad guy. You're the Grinch.
I've been called the Grinch many years. I get called the Grinch all the time. but it's true. When I was a little girl, Floyd, my dad worked many, 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 many long hours. He was in business for himself, and it took everything that he had to take care of five children, a wife, and himself. So there were seven people in this family, and it took everything he had to take care of us. And then at Christmas time, there was the added burden of, and thank goodness it was wintertime in Georgia because he had more work than he could shake a stick at, but the sacrifice that he made getting up and leaving before daylight and coming in way after dark. Sometimes we were in the bed when he came in, crawling under houses in the cold, crawling in the attic when it's hotter than the seven gates of hell, to make that extra dollar to buy for the children that one time a year. To me, there's no logic in that. And I get this, and when I make this statement, people say, oh, well, I love the lights and I love the trees and I love the Christmas carols and I love this. Okay, so why don't you put the lights up in the middle of July?
Right.
It's just a day.
Or keep them on all the time.
Right.
Right, or keep them on, because that I love, I want around me all the time. So if you love it that doggone much, why don't you just have them on all the time?
Exactly. And apparently Elvis Presley did because he had his tree up year-round, which I can appreciate that. If it were left up to my mother, she would have her tree up year-round. I can appreciate that because she loved looking at the tree and the lights. But to just make Christmas materialistic and make it unnecessarily burdensome is wrong. Because that day is going to come and go. You're going to rush all these people in. You're going to have a meal. You're going to sling open presents. You're going to rush out and go home. Why?
And understand the dynamic of it, Yvonne. Think about this now. It comes at the end of the year. So all year we've been working, we've been slaving, and maybe we may have gained a surplus in our income. We get to the end of the year, and most of us will hand that surplus right back.
Yeah, and
so
then
we'll
start, be in the red.
So we're in the red. So we start the new year over, back empty again, and we go and we do this over and over, and then we turn 65 or whatever the case may be. It's okay, now it's time to retire, and you've got a Social Security check, you know. And the average working person, they end up at Walmart working when they should be retired.
Exactly.
Because they do this thing. They do this thing every year. At the end of the year, hand your surplus back. At the end of the year, hand your surplus back. Christmas, well, I got to get this person a gift. I got to get this person a gift. This one was that. This one was that. You know, and years ago, I stopped doing that. I stopped wasting my time like that. I said, because what I earn is mine to either invest or to spend. But no one can tell me what to do with my money because no one is going to work for me. I can't, when my alarm goes off, I can't hit the dismiss button for the alarm and say, no, Joe or Jane is going to go work for me today.
So not gonna happen.
Joe or Jane cannot tell me how to spend my money.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to feel, I'm not going to feel guilty if I don't do what the masses are doing with, during this time of year or any time of the year and everything. But I just think it's really a situation where a lot of us really need to take a step back, like you and I are doing on the show right now, and really examine what the impact this has on us, the impact it has on what we pass on to our children, and understanding that we're passing something onto our children that makes, we're passing manipulative ways onto our children. It's Christmas. You got to do something. You don't have to do anything.
Well, as I'm sitting here, taking in your conversation, listening to your words, yes, we can do something. And what we can do is we can give them memories in the form of their own photo books.
Right.
Pictures in frames. Something that we have made with love that we wanted them to have, or a piece of heirloom something that has been handed down through the years. We don't have to go out and break the bank and make the bottom line of the local Macy's store black to have something for a gift.
As a gift. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I agree. We have choices, and whatever we do, at the end of the day, whatever we do, there should be our own selection and choice, not out of obligation because everyone else is doing it. So now you must do it too. Otherwise, if you don't do it, you're the bad guy. No, I'm not the bad guy. I am who I am. I'm Floyd, and if Floyd chooses to spend this money on this, that's my choice. But if I don't, then you don't have a right to tell me I'm a bad guy because when it's my birthday, you don't show up. You know what I mean? I don't have a line out my door with people on my birthday to spend money on that. And rightfully so, because everyone has a right to do what they want to do with their income, and also they have a right to celebrate something or they have a right to not celebrate it. But nothing should be done out of an obligation.
And that is the premise of this show, is people should not, no one should ever feel guilty because A, they can't, or B, they choose not to. And there are a lot of people that choose not to, whether it's for their faith or their priorities aren't in that direction. They should not feel guilty because they choose not to go out and break the bank.
Right. Because corporate
and
America
that,
is getting us.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say right quick.
Because corporate America is getting us. Because look, understand how they have us set up. Okay. We have Thanksgiving, so we spend that money there. Okay. So then the next day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, they're spending the money on Christmas. So then as soon as Christmas is done, okay, January 1st, you got Valentine's Day stuff in the store, okay?
Oh, before that, you have the sale, the after-Christmas sales.
After-Christmas sales. So they get us on the remnant that's there. But then they smack us with Valentine's Day. As soon as Valentine's Day is gone, they smack us with Mother's Day. As soon as that's gone, they smack us with Father's Day. As soon as that's gone, they smack us with 4th of July. As soon as that's gone, okay, we're going to smack you. It's back to school. Okay, now it's Halloween again. It's this. So unless we really take a step back and say, hold on a minute now, I've got a choice to make on my own.
Uh-huh.
Whether I want to, every time they come out with something, these holidays that have been around for years, am I going to, I mean, how can I get ahead if, every 6 weeks, every 2 months, there's a new deal that I must now take. I've got to take my money and throw it here and throw it there, throw it there. At what point do I really get ahead? And not only that, not even from a financial standpoint, at what point do I take charge of my own life and say, okay, I'm going to celebrate this holiday because I happen to celebrate this particular one. Not because, right. okay, well, everybody else is doing it, so I've got to do it too. If you say to someone, well, I don't celebrate this holiday, well, you don't believe in God? What are you talking about? The Christmas is
God
nowhere in the Bible. Nothing to do with Christmas.
You're right. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that Christ was born on Christmas. Again, we have segued into the second half of this hour, folks. So if you're going to be offended, cut us off. But please listen with an open mind, because Floyd and I were discussing this earlier. Christmas was a pagan holiday. It was winter solstice. When the Catholic Church, way back in the day, during the early English times, when the king sat on the thrones, and they went into Scotland and Ireland, and they overran those little countries, and the pagans, who had their own religion and their own faith, celebrated the winter solstice, which was the changing of the seasons. They had to, in order to, as you are so fond of saying, indoctrinate them, they had to adopt that season as a religious holiday, which became Christ is Mass. Any scholar of the Bible will tell you, and if you study the Bible and believe it, maybe not for faith, but as for history, that Joseph and Mary were on their way to Bethlehem to be counted in the census, and the census was in the spring. It was not in the winter. So Jesus was not born December the 25th.
Right. And you're going to get some backlash, and that's okay, because people grow by reality versus what.
Yes.
We've always been, what we always hear, so we always hear this, so we said, well, it's got to be true, because we've been hearing this since before we were born. Someone was saying this, so this has got to be true. And the thing is that once people start thinking, they say, hold on a minute, that does make sense, because, I mean, even we hear the thing when they say, well, the three wise men, if you look in the Bible, it doesn't necessarily say three wise men, it says wise men.
Right. And the way they get three wise men was the three gifts that were brought, but that doesn't mean there were just three wise men. It could have been five or six.
Could have been five or six. So with us talking about this, I think it helps people have a better understanding of, why we're saying what we're saying regarding this time of year. It's sad, Yvonne, that we get to this time of year, and then so many people, because they may not have that money to do the different things that everybody else is doing, or they may be by themselves during this time frame,
Exactly.
And they got all the songs, some of the happy songs, but then there are a lot of sad songs about being by yourself on Christmas. I've spent probably the last five or six Christmases by myself, because my children are normally up north with my former wife during this time frame and everything. And even when I was up there and she and I was married, a lot of times I still spent it by myself, because I was at peace and that I was relaxing and I didn't do all that other stuff. It was the gifts. I said, okay, well, here's some money, love. But I don't celebrate it. I say, what I do celebrate every day is my own life and the life of my children. I'm thankful that I have them. I'm thankful I have grandchildren. And I give gifts whenever I feel like it. I've given gifts, and I remember when we were married, and she would say, well, why are you giving me this? This is nothing, no special day. I said, it is a special day. We're in love. That's a special day in itself. We don't need a calendar to tell us this is the day that's special, but because they have so much going on, so many people get sad, and I think if people really just stop and just examine everything. Okay, let me examine this time frame. Why am I sad? Am I sad for any real reason other than what I'm hearing? That, well, I should be with someone during this time of year. If I'm by myself on this day, is something's wrong with that? Is there really anything wrong with that? And I think if we examine that, it frees a lot of people up. They start thinking, say, you know what? I love such and such. I'm going to get them a gift. I'm not going to get it today, I'm going to get them a gift next week to surprise them because I just want to do something nice for them, and it has nothing to do with the calendar.
And when we put that much pressure on ourselves to meet that expectation, it cannot possibly be healthy.
Right.
It can't be mentally healthy. It can't be spiritually healthy. And it cannot be physically healthy. Because we spend from the day after Thanksgiving until the day before Christmas running around like a chicken with its head cut off, making sure that our list is checked twice, making sure we have absolutely everything that everybody wants, making sure we have all the food we can put on the table. And then by the time the day rolls around and it's gone, it's not even a memory to us because we've been so busy and so stressed out.
We've been so busy. And now we've got 364 days to think about it again.
Exactly. What is wrong with this picture, Floyd? Where have we gone wrong? And ladies and gentlemen, understand, if this is your shtick, God bless you. But if you're wondering what the hell is wrong and why you have these feelings of terminal tiredness and you're losing sleep and you're ill at the world and you snap at the children and you snap at your husband and you snap at the baker and you snap at the grocery store, this is why, ladies and gentlemen, because number one, you don't slow down from Thanksgiving to Christmas Eve because you're so busy trying to have the perfect Christmas. We got to decorate the house. We got to decorate the outside. We got to decorate the inside. We got to put up the tree. We got to make sure the house has been cleaned from, as my ex-husband used to say, elbow to asshole. Why? If someone comes to my house is clean. If someone comes to my house to see my house, they can go out the same door they came in.
Right.
I'm not going to spit shine my floors. I live in my house.
Not the military.
Exactly.
Not the military.
Exactly.
You know, it's not the military. You know, and if you think about it, you know, we call this a blessed time. Well, the book of Proverbs says that the blessings of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow. So if in an attempt to be a blessing to someone or to receive a blessing, it brings sorrow, that's not from God, not my opinion, but according to the book of Proverbs. It says
right.
The blessings of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow. So that's telling us as people who are biblical people that if we're following the Bible regarding blessings, there should be no sorrow tied to it. There should be no sorrow. If there's sorrow, then that's not from God. That's, once again, that's something that's man-made, which is all these corporate holidays. I forgot to throw the Easter Bunny in there. I don't know how the bunny got in there. You know, I forgot all about the bunny. But
he's between Valentine's Day and Mother's Day.
Between Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, the Easter Bunny, you know. And when we look at all this, none of this is a blessing to us. Life is a blessing. I say that because it's something we can't give ourselves. It is given to us.
Exactly.
It's something we cannot give ourselves. It is given to us. And the thing about it, it's priceless as well. You can't go to the store and buy it. Once your life is gone, there could never be another Yvonne, another Floyd, once we're gone. Billions of dollars, trillions of dollars could not go buy us and get us up out of that grave. So to me, that's the real blessing, and I think that when you share that with someone, like you said, the pictures, and let's take some pictures, and let's have a dinner during this time frame. Let's take pictures this time we share together that tomorrow we can't get it back. We can't get
gone.
It back. It's gone. It's gone, and it's priceless. It's a vapor, Solomon says in the book of Ecclesiastes. It's a vapor. That's the blessing. Then that's the real blessing. So when people say, well, Jesus is the reason, well, we already established that he was not born during this time frame anyhow. But if someone wants to continue to believe that and say he's the reason, then understand that the book of 1 John says that God is love. So
yep.
Then if he is the reason, then love must be your reason right now, not a gift. Your gift,
and
if it is a gift, it must be the gift of love.
And it must be the gift of yourself.
The gift of yourself, not Alexis, Not a Lexus, not even a Hope Diamond. It must be yourself, unconditional.
And if you want to give an aged parent or an aged aunt or an aged uncle or even an aged next-door neighbor, you know what they want? They don't want things.
Right.
They want time. They want time spent with them where they have your complete and total attention, where you're not looking at any electronic device, but you're having a conversation. You're asking them how they feel, how their day is going, what they've done with their life, their stories that are hidden in their memories that will become part of you. That's what they want.
And you know the funny thing, Yvonne? That they want is free, but for most of us, it's the most expensive thing for us to give. Why? Because it takes ourselves, as opposed to running to the store, buying something, and slapping it in a bag and saying, I'm just dropping by your house right quick. I'm going to just drop off these gifts because I got a lot of houses I got to go to. I got to drop off all these gifts. So now you're acting like Santa Claus, as opposed to you just going in there. And that is free, your love. That's all they want, like you said, your time. But it's so expensive for so many of us because so many of us are hooked on those gadgets. We want to drop off that gift and jump back in the car and see who's on Facebook, see who's on here. Let me Google this. Let me Google that. And we forget all about the most important thing, the thing that's most expensive. It's priceless, rather. It's free, and that's ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Our time, we give somebody. It's free. And like you said, that's all they really want. That's all. And truth be told, it goes back to one of your segments we did when we were talking about the scared straight. And even that child has been conditioned to want a toy. But truth be told, that child really wants that same thing, love and attention. Uh-huh. They want to know that you love them and that you're paying attention to them. That's
and what
all
they say
at the end of the day.
And what they say has merit. The same thing with the elderly. The elderly want to know that what they say has merit and that they're not a burden and they're not a bother because all they want is your attention. All they want to know is that they have your attention for that period of time that you were with them, that you were not just hearing them, but that you're listening to them, and there is a difference. I hear people all day long, but I don't always listen to them.
Right.
Because listening requires an action.
Right. And we listen with our heart. We hear with our ears.
Exactly.
We hear with our ears. And, you know, the thing is, that's the thing. If you ever go by the, I won't call it an old folks home, but you go by a nursing home, and I've had relatives. My mother, before she transitioned, I had in a nursing home for about a month. And I had an uncle who was in a nursing home in New York for 20-some-odd years before he transitioned in 2005. And I remember when I would walk in there, the people would light up. And some of them had not had relatives come to see them in years.
Exactly.
You know? And like you said, they didn't care anything about a Christmas tree and all. They looked at that, but then here's someone coming in, and they're looking, they're wondering, who's got someone that's coming to see them? It was like, I mean, something priceless walked into the door. You know, they're wondering, oh, is that your nephew? And I remember I would go to see my uncle at the time, and it was such a smile on his face. And then, you know, he would bring the other people around, and they want to meet, you know, and this is my nephew. And I remember when I left there, you know, there was a sadness in me in that, they were there, some of them, who had not had relatives come to see them in years. But then there was also a joy in that they gave me something by going in there. They gave
well,
me something.
Well, and what we have gotten away from, and you and I both grew up about the same era, when the parents got disabled and got older, they weren't put in a nursing home. They were kept in the home. Family members took care of them because they still had a lot to impart. They still had a lot to tell the young ones how to be patient, how to be kind, how to be enduring. They had stories. There's family history that's gone forever once they've gone. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's still family history. And when they're gone, it's gone. And
I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm going to say, I'm going to say something. What I'm going to say right quick, you know when I realized that, Yvonne, my mother, she passed in 2015, November 6th, and I had to go to the funeral home, and I was doing some stuff, and the question was asked, I was doing her death certificate, and they had asked me, what was my mother's maiden name? And you know what I thought? The first thing I thought?
You didn't know.
I got my cell phone out, and I got ready to call my mother.
Uh-huh.
I got ready to call my mother. I got my cell phone out, and I started calling my mother. And then I realized, Floyd, you're here because of your mother. She's gone. Now, I thank God my mother's only sibling, my aunt in Augusta, Georgia, her older sister, was still living, and I had to call her. But to your point, if she wasn't around, I wouldn't have known.
Not unless you'd done
and it would have been
genealogy.
No way to hear. And she had not. She had stuff she had done that was written down, but it wasn't with me at that time frame.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, to your point, once they're gone, that information they have with them is also gone.
It's a vault that will never be opened.
It never be opened. It didn't hit me that she was gone until that point when I looked at my phone. Even when my son graduated from college a week and a half ago, and I was taking pictures. My former wife and I, we were celebrating, and I thought to myself, man, I should text this picture to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then it hit me again.
She's gone.
You can't. She's gone. She's gone.
And this is part of the problem with standardized holidays that we get so hepped up. Okay, Grandma's over in the nursing home on Christmas Day, so we're going to it's going to be out of our way and it's going to be aggravating, but we're going to run over there on the 23rd, and we're going to sit there and we're going to take her an Afghan, or we're going to take her some perfume she'll never use, or we're going to take her a poinsettia that if she happens to get the leaves in her mouth or the sap off of them, it'll kill her, but it'll be pretty and she will appreciate it. Wrong. What she wants is for someone to come in there and sit down and let her visit, let her talk about whatever it is she wants to talk about. If it's the weather...
Right.
If it's her childhood, whatever it is, that's what she wants. That's what means something to her.
Amen.
And why have we gotten off of this track, Floyd? Why have we forgotten that human contact and knowing where we came from will determine where we go?
Because it's too expensive. Love is, real legitimate love has become too expensive, Yvonne. We've gotten to the point where it's easier to make installments on a Lexus for the next 60 months, for the next 72 months. That's actually less expensive to make that $200, $300, $400, $500 payment per month for the next 60 months. That's easy. That's impersonal. All we have to do, we can even set it up on automatic draft. We can just set up our check account information in there, and they'll just take the money out. It's not personal. We don't have to deal with it. But what you're talking about, that requires us to put the checkbook away and to give something that most of us don't want to give anymore, and that's our heart.
And we do that to our children. We do it to ourselves.
We do it to our children.
Let's think about this. We do that to ourselves. Instead of sitting back and taking a step back and saying, okay, Vaughn, why are you having this bad day? What's going on inside of your head? Oh, nothing, nothing. Let me run down to Starbucks and get a cup of coffee. I'll feel better. No, that's putting a Band-Aid on a gushing artery. You're going to bleed out.
Right. But that's what we've allowed Hollywood to define love for us. See, remember
exactly.
Hollywood, and Hollywood, the love is real quick. Two people meet and they love one another to death real quick. And but then the time, you know, we don't see the time it takes to develop and cultivate that love, and then we don't see the time it takes to continue to, after we've cultivated that love, to now appreciate that love. We don't do that. Like you said, well, nothing's wrong with me. Let me go and get a cup of coffee. Nothing's wrong with me. Let me go get some food to eat. Nothing's wrong with me. Let me go down here and maybe buy myself a suit, buy myself a dress. Nothing. We've become external, and we've forgotten about the inside. We're torn up on the inside. A lot of us are torn up on the inside. A lot of us are broken on the inside. And that's why this time of year leads to so many suicides, because, we're torn up. So many of us are torn up. We're broken up on the inside. And the one thing we're looking for is just love. The mistake we make, though, is that we look for love everywhere but one place, and that's in the mirror. We don't love ourselves. So we get to the end of the year, and then these different emotions, and we see people on TV with the Christmas, and it seems like everybody else is happy but us. And we don't realize they're going through the same stuff we're going through. It's just they're masking it with a lot of external stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. That's not everybody, but that's a good amount. They're masking it with a lot of external stuff. And all we're looking for is the very thing that was in us at birth, and that's love. Because when we have love for ourselves, now it's easier for us to go to that nursing home or go to grandma's house and give grandma the love, because we have love to give. But if we don't have love for ourselves, we don't have it to give. So then we say, well, let's go get that poinsettia, because that poinsettia will be my, I'll let the poinsettia stand in for my love that I don't have for myself. And because I don't have it for myself, I can't really give it to grandma. I can't give it to grandma.
And we've become emotionally bankrupt.
Bankrupt.
So, And what happens is if it's like a piggy bank, if we keep putting self-love and self-like and self-confidence and self-assurance and being okay with who we are into our piggy bank at the end of the year, then we have a return on our investment. So we can take the return on our investment and we can go invest it in somebody else. But if the entire year we're pulling everything out of this piggy bank and we're saying, okay, I don't like myself, so I'm just going to set it over here and lock it away somewhere, and I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. Okay, I'm not pretty enough, so I'm going to take this over here and I'm going to lock it away somewhere. I'm going to go shopping because it'll make me feel better. Well, by the end of the year, we now are emotionally bankrupt and we're a liability to ourselves.
Yeah, to ourselves.
So we cannot take that return, because there's no return on that investment, because we haven't invested.
Nothing there. And we finally look in the mirror and we come to the understanding that there's nothing there.
So then what do
we
do?
Say, wow.
We either drink too much, eat too much, or we smoke too much, or we take too many pills to forget, or we go and drive off the end of a bridge, or we go and gamble like we've lost our minds. What other vices can we think of? Or we decide we're going to sleep
sex
with everybody and their brother.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. More destructive stuff.
Yes.
We add thinking that maybe in all this here, once again, it's outside stuff. Maybe in something here, I'm going to find some worth in myself. I'm going to find some worth in myself. And we do all that, and when we sober up, we go look in that mirror and we say, man, I'm still standing here.
Let me go get a taste of the hair of the dog that bit me, because I don't like what I'm seeing. So if I can blur it out again, I'll be okay. Tomorrow I'll like myself. Well, today is tomorrow, and it's also yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's the only time you have. Right, and we've not taken ownership of ourselves. So then we allow ourselves to be propagated by the big corporations that go out and buy a new Lexus that'll make you happy.
Until the bill comes in.
mean, you really did get sick.
You say, man, it's something else, Yvonne, because, you know, when we think about this, it seemed like and until we really deal with the person in the mirror, everything that we're trying, actually, when we sober up, we say, man, I added another straw on the camel's back.
Exactly.
I added another straw. I added another straw.
And pretty soon
and
the camel's going to break.
It breaks. It's going to break.
So we come full circle, as you and I always do at every show, we come full circle back to the beginning of the conversation of why I call this the silly season. And it is silly. Because the bottom line is the greatest gift that we have is ourselves.
Right.
And the kindest thing that we can do and the biggest gift that we can give ourselves and someone else is to like ourselves, love ourselves, accept ourselves, and invest in ourselves so that we can go and the return that we get on that investment, we can give away.
We can give away because we've got dividends.
Exactly.
Got dividends. And, you know, the beautiful thing about it is that people want to look at this time of year and want to get meaning out of it. You know, you just said it. Then if you really want meaning out of this, then, and if you really believe that you, if those of you out there who believe that Jesus is a reason for this season, if that's what you really believe, then understand this, what Yvonne just said about giving yourself. The Bible says that the greatest of these will be a servant. A servant. So then that means that how do we stand behind the belief that Jesus is the reason for the season? We go to serve. In order to do that, we first got to love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Got to love ourselves because remember, Yvonne, in order for us to serve another human being, we must first love ourselves because when we love ourselves, then compassion in us prompts us to want to serve another human being. So that,
if
you really believe,
you can't help it.
You know,
it becomes something that's driving you.
That's driving you because you really believe what you say you believe, that Jesus is the reason for this season. So he said the grace of these is a servant. So now we go to serve because we have a love for people because we know that he had love and compassion for people. He didn't take gifts to anybody's house. He didn't take gifts. He took love. He showed love everywhere he went. He showed love. He displayed love everywhere he went. His was a displaying of love. It says, no greater love a man has for his brother, he will lay down his life for that brother. His whole mission was about love and compassion, redemption and reconciliation back to God. That's the whole, if those who want to say, well, he's the reason for the season, well, then here you go. Here's your marching orders. Because he never went to Walmart. He didn't go to jails or any of these places. He didn't say, well,
He went out in the highways and the byways. He was a servant.
To the least of these.
He was compassionate. He washed people's feet. He fed people. He served people.
He served. But you know what I sense in my heart right now, Yvonne? The funny thing is, a lot of people who are listening don't want to hear this. And they said, these two, I'm telling you, that's what I said to my, a lot of people said, I get it. Yeah, okay, Yvonne and Floyd, okay, yeah. Okay, at what point are you guys going to ask for offering? Because you sound like Jimmy and Tammy Baker. May Tammy rest in peace. But the thing is,
I've told people from the inception of this show, that's why it's called Off the Chain. And, they have free will. They can turn us off if they don't want to hear it. But
hello.
There's somebody out there that if we touch one person, Floyd, just one person,
right,
and we save one, and I don't mean save as in we're going to go pull them from the brink, but we know what this time of year brings. If we can be the reason that some man doesn't beat the shit out of his wife, or some parent doesn't beat the shit out of their child, or somebody doesn't overdose on drugs, or somebody doesn't shoot somebody else, then this show has been worth it. And I will not apologize for this show because I only speak the truth and the facts.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why you and I can have that's why we can have this conversation, because even though we may agree to disagree, we get on the same playing field, and we'll play it all the way to the end of the game, and we'll still love each other at the end of the game.
Exactly. But that's what it's all about.
Because
in the end, that's what it has to be about.
Exactly. And if we don't have if we cannot have a conversation with our fellow man, if we're so afraid of the PC police, and if somebody wants to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, say it, but believe what you're saying. If you, and like you say, if you want to say he is the reason for the season, and you believe that, God bless you for it. But if you say it, believe it, and live by it. Don't just say the words.
Live it.
Live
it. Because your children are watching you.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, your children are watching you. And just like we pass on to them that they got to buy gifts, if we pass on to them legitimate love, you'd be surprised. Next year, they won't even be looking for a gift. Because you have been giving them love all year round, and they'll tell you, you know what, Mom, Dad, I'm good, because I know you love me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's most important to me, that I know you love me, I know you listen to me. And as you were saying earlier, they know that they matter to you, that what they say matters, that you're listening. And they'll say, I'm fine. They say, if you want to give me something later on throughout the year, it's okay. If you want to give me something, do it for my birthday, if you want to give me a gift. But don't do it during this time frame because everybody else is doing it. Because I know you love me, and you don't have to buy me something now because everybody else is doing it. To show that all year round, you showed me that. Our parents, they're still here. They'll say, you know what, I know you love me because you come and you spend time with me. You come and cook for me sometime. You come and hang out with me. You come and you hang out for hours with me and just let me go on about nothing and don't interrupt.
And don't act like you're bored to tears.
And don't act like you're bored to tears. You're not looking at your watch every 5 seconds. Okay, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there just for an hour.
Right.
So, I've got 5 minutes left. No. And they'll say, you know what? Now you bring real meaning to this time of the year. You bring real meaning to this time of the year. And I have peace because I know I've got people around me that love me and that they are concerned about me, and they're not just trying to buy some garbage from me. Like you said, I'm not even going to use that garbage.
Exactly.
I'm not going to use that stuff.
And we're going to run out of time. And you're coming back. I'm gonna send you dates because, you know, this is a regular gig for us.
Okay.
And people expect us to have this weekly radio show now.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm telling
you. Beautiful.
And nobody ever knows what we're going to talk about. Half the time, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Yvonne Mason, and it's Off the Chain. And yes, it's been a heavy conversation tonight, but it needed to be out there. My guest, radio host Floyd Potts, who comes and visits me every week. We will be off the air until next Wednesday, when we will be doing a show on grief. And Floyd, if you want to call in and help out, that'd be great too.
Okay.
And as Floyd and I said tonight, and thank you, my friend, my brother from another mother.
Thank you.
When you think about this time of season, love yourself, like yourself. Give of yourself first before you give of your money or your materialistic things, because at the end of your days, you want people to say, he or she made a difference. And with that, we close our show. Floyd, hang on a minute. When the show goes off, and we'll talk a second. So until next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, this is Off the Chain. Good night. Well, did you enjoy tonight's dissertation, my friend?
Well, I want to say this. My heart right now is lifted from this conversation we had because it was a really an emancipating conversation, because we didn't just give people emotion. We gave them scripture as well,
yes,
relevant to what we're talking about. And yep. I feel what we gave was spirit led, because we talked about loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody. You can't give what you don't have. So I enjoyed this. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for it. I really enjoyed it.
My notes were completely different from the path we took, but then that's okay, because that's why we have these hours. This is what you and I do.
It was spirit led. We were taken in a certain path. I mean, because we start off, because if you listen to the segment, we could have started off beating up Christmas. We didn't do that. We started off talking about people not having to feel obligated because people say it's Christmas. We gave them some history, and then we gave them a solution.
Exactly.
We didn't just leave them hanging. And in that, I feel liberated from it as well. From that, because we didn't just leave them hanging and say, don't go out and buy anything, and then because you want to be the so-called rich. We dealt with all that, but then we said, but here's the thing. If you really believe he's the reason for the season, then what he gave was love.
Uh-huh.
And you should give that too, but in order for you to do that, you must first love yourself. And I like what you said regarding if we could just save one person. You don't know who's listening and where they're at right now.
And we don't know who will be listening to it in archives or on the podcast either. Because this show, I don't know if you saw, but this show is going all over the cotton-picking world.
No, I saw that. I saw that. I saw that.
And that's just on the blog talk. On the podcast, it's going to Belgium and China and Switzerland and Thailand and Australia, places I never thought it would go.
All over.
So if we may never know, but we may save a life.
We may save a life. Just from that, that someone may be looking at or hanging off a bridge and thinking, and then maybe they hear this and they, hey, let me take a step back.
Let me think about this a minute. You know what? I do know. Miss Jones lives across the street, and she's elderly, and she can't get out, and she's lonely. I have no obligations. I'm here by myself. What if I go and spend time with her?
Yeah.
What if I take dinner, and we just have dinner and coffee and dessert, and if she wants to watch an old movie, I'll watch an old movie. We can laugh over it or cry over it or discuss it, or she could tell me about her childhood or her married life or if she's where she came from, if she came from another country. How did she get here? How did she manage once she got here? Did she speak English when she got here? Was she frightened?
Yeah. Help.
So, yeah, we did good. We always do good, but tonight was exceptional.
That's why I was saying I felt, in my spirit, in my heart, I felt like a fire as we got toward the end of it, you know, that I felt like a fire, and I also felt like we gave a gift and we received a gift.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's how I felt, like we gave a gift and we received a gift, especially when we started talking about the element being love, you know, and even what you just said just then, that, okay, let me go next door. Miss Jones is over there. That we start thinking when we get, because we're thinking, we get people thinking, and then the show ends up being spirit led.
Yeah, and who knows where it will go?
Who knows where it will go?
And I'm going to do like I always do. I'm going to tag you in the archives, and then I'm going to tag you in the podcast, and you spread the podcast in the archives around, repost them, let folks know that we had this conversation.
I will.
And you can download it too, Floyd, and you can put it on your phone, you can put it on any of your electronic devices and share it.
Okay.
And see, this is my gift to all of my guests, because this is a tool now. If you know what you can also do if you want to? I bet you can upload it on one of your shows and run clips off of it.
As well. Okay. I've got to find out how to do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
Or you do, I don't know if you do 30-minute or hour shows, but you could break it up You could break it up in either 30-minute or 15-minute segments and do a segment a show.
Okay. Okay.
You can have fun with this. You can keep this going.
I'm going to, my friend. Trust me. I'm going to. I'm going to learn a lot more of it from you as well. I'm going to learn a lot more of it from you. Trust me. Trust me.
I'm just an old woman trying to work my way into heaven.
You're not old.
It's an old Bill Cosby line. You remember that line?
When Bill Cosby.
Yeah, when he would say, we would go to my mother's, and my father would say, money for the children, money for the children, money for the children. He's giving them money. And I'm saying, Dad, and he said, money for the children. He says, it was just an old man trying to work his way into heaven.
That is funny.
So I'm going to get off from here, and now you have some things to reflect on. And as soon as this thing uploads, I'm going to tag you on it. Then I'll probably tomorrow upload the podcast, and I'll tag you in those. And learn how to put them in segments on your show.
On my page as well. Okay.
Yeah, and on your show. And use this show if you want to. In one of your shows, because this show actually could segue, it plays into what you talk about on your shows.
It does, because this was truly, everything we've been talking about has been self-help.
Yeah.
It's been self-help, because when we're saying you got to love yourself, you have to reflect on when you start taking a step back and looking at yourself. It's self-help.
Mm-hmm.
It's self-help.
So you have fun with this. And let's see if we can get a movement going or get some feedback on this or save a life.
Amen. Amen, my sister. Love you. God bless. I'm going to talk to you next week. You said you're going to have
a show next week.
I
will send you a date and we'll set it up and we will have some fun.
Okay. Sounds good.
Love you, my brother.
Sounds good. Love you as well. Enjoy Sunday, whatever you do. Enjoy Sunday. And enjoy the rest of tomorrow and today as well. All right? Or tonight as
well. All right, darling. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.